Coach on the road once again, take you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game, and I'm over here in the White Sox locker room, and I got the man NS.
I'm Noah Schultz, left-handed pitcher for Chicago White Sox.
Where are you from, Noah?
I'm from Oswego, Illinois.
Oswego, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
We call you a Chicago boy.
Yeah, well, suburbs don't really count as Chicago, but close enough, about 45 minutes. So yeah, I was born in Naperville, grew up in Aurora, and went to high school in Oswego, so all kind of same area.
Okay, so, you know, so what's this big league experience been like for you?
It's been awesome, you know, more than ever I could ask for. Didn't really know all the, you know, the perks and the cool things going into it, but obviously got here and surprised by a lot of stuff, and it's awesome, dream come true.
Every kid look at you guys and they think I'm going to be in the big league one day. They don't understand the dues of what you had to go through to get here.
Yeah. I guess, you know, every kid, I think, that has the same dreams and stuff. But, you know, just a lot of sacrifice, a lot of things that, you know, I had to, you know, I don't want to say give up, but a lot of things that, you know, I didn't get to do because, you know, I was committed to, you know, do baseball full time and doing everything, you know, had my weekends booked all the time. But, you know, it's something that I loved and it was something that, you know, really put my mind to and, you know, really, really focused on to get here.
So what was that journey like? I mean, what was high school like?
So high school baseball was pretty interesting for me. So I pitched my freshman year normal. Sophomore year was halfway canceled because of COVID. Junior year was canceled fully due to COVID. And then my senior year I had mono and I threw six innings. So
mono.
I really didn't pitch for, yeah, I was sick for like 8 weeks. I really didn't pitch for most of high school. And then I did some summer ball league, which I threw well in before the draft, which helped. Got seen by some guys and I got drafted and that was it.
So what was you throwing at during high school days? What was your clock at?
I hit 90, like beginning of sophomore year of high school, and then it was, you know, 92 the next year, 94 the next year, and then right around when I got drafted it was about 95, 96, and then kind of been around there since, and, you know, put on some weight and some muscle that, you know, necessarily always had to be low, but more the stamina and just, you know, being able to, you know, be healthy for a whole season.
95, 96 for a lefty with natural movement.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's like a gold mine right there.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely take advantage of it. Definitely, you know, grateful for, you know, the tall genetics. And a lot of people in my family are left-handed, so credit to them.
So were you like Randy Johnson, just let that ball go and don't know where it's going, but it in your head?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, that's a good comparison. I mean, it's probably the best comparison you could ask for, you know, Hall of Famer, one of the best pitchers of all time. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to be my own pitcher, but it's definitely cool, you know, see those guys and, you know, watch, you know, how they threw to, you know, see what made them successful could, you know, make me successful as well.
So what round were you drafted?
I was a first-round pick. I was the 26th overall pick in 2022.
So you may have been in the minor leagues too long. You only got a couple of years of minor leagues under your belt.
Yeah, so my first year was low A, and then the next year was low A, double A, and then double A, triple A, and then this year was triple A for a little bit. So got to taste everything. It was good. It was definitely a grind. Learned a lot about myself, a lot about the, you know, the process and, you know, how the days go, and fell in love with it, and here we are.
So you found that competition is totally different from high school level pitching, huh?
Oh yeah, I would definitely say, you know, the hitters are a lot better. I think definitely, you know, every level that there's a big jump, but obviously the jump here is probably the biggest jump, you know, in the world. So it's definitely something that you know, just got to keep working and, you know, keep going to, you know, become the best pitcher I can.
So I know you watched the game in high school and you watched it on ESPN and all that. And you're going through the minor leagues, working your way up. I mean, was it that urge you? I got to get to the big leagues. I'm gonna pitch in the big leagues.
Yeah, you know, definitely. Definitely as soon as possible was kind of the goal, but, you know, there's always the process, and, you know, there were reasons for, you know, the moves and the times that, you know, I got sent to different levels and everything, but, you know, it's all part of the plan, and, you know, there's great people in the organization that helped me with that and, you know, helped get me here.
So take us to that day when you got that call and you were going to the big leagues. What was that day like? What happened? Mm-hmm. What was that day like?
Yeah, it was a completely normal day. You know, nothing out of the ordinary, and I was about to leave and go home, and got called into the manager's office, and, you know, he kind of told me, and there's a video of it, which is a little more in depth of exactly how it went. But it was unreal. I'll never forget, you know, the first phone calls that I made right after that were definitely something that, you know, I'll never forget, and definitely, you know, my dad, that call's on video. Definitely never gonna forget that day.
So let me see. I know that first call was Mama.
Oh, first call was Dad. Mom didn't answer, and then she called back and was like, "Is it what's important?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's a pretty important call." But no, it was pretty funny. That siblings. You know, close family immediately, and then I think the news got out on Twitter, and then the phone started getting flooded. It was pretty cool.
Did you start crying?
I did not, but my dad said he did.
You look like a cry.
No, I didn't, but I mean, it was probably as close to it as possible. But.
So you get on that plane and you fly to Chicago or whatever you met the team there, and walk in the locker room for the very first time, see your uniform hanging up in that locker, what was that feeling like?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was definitely it was surreal. Getting here the first day, it was pretty cool that, you know, I was one of the first ones here, so it was kind of cool walking in and, you know, looking for my locker. It was pretty sick, and then, you know, just kind of sat here and, like, looked up and looking at the nameplate and everything. It was just kind of like a soak it all in that, you know, this is real moment. It was pretty sweet.
Take pictures.
I did a ton of pictures. I remember I got my jersey with the debut patch on it. That was a cool one. One that, you know, really only have one game with that, so it's pretty cool.
So, I mean, when you're out there on that mound, the butterflies going through your stomach.
Yeah, I definitely, the first inning was pretty nervy. Something that, you know, I don't think I could have, you know, prepared for any more than I did. It was what it was, but it was good, you know, having guys and the other pitchers, and, you know, Burke and Davis and Fetty, and those guys were, you know, helping me, you know, kind of go through it, telling me to breathe and stuff. But they really helped, and it was great.
And I hear you had the whole town to come to the Sox game for your debut.
Yeah, I think we had just about 500, which is 500. Pretty crazy. I guess it definitely helps that I'm almost living close, but yeah, it was awesome seeing that. And, you know, some of my buddies from high school all came and kind of were in a big section that it was cool to see them and hear them. It was awesome.
500?
Yeah.
Man, they must thought you was the man.
Yeah, no, it was definitely awesome to have their support. And it was sweet, you know, after the game, going to see people and talk to them and, you know, answer some texts. And it was pretty cool.
Plus you got all kind of hugs and kisses.
Oh, yeah, it was great, yeah. Tons, you know, the family came on the field after. It was great, yeah.
Coach, take you behind the scenes with the man, North Schultz.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.